This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Too much of a pause between Mark and Schneidman on this one. Definitely. It's got to be a little closer. This is Mark Schneidman. It's a little bit of, not quite a pregnant pause, but a little bit of a pause that almost makes it questionable if Mark and Schneidman are the same person. Could be a party line for all I know. Bye-bye.
That's very funny. Or is Mark Schneidman connected? You know, it could be a party line. And what's nice about that is that that was a spontaneous, that's my cousin Freddie. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, director of litigation, and then vice president of litigation, and now vice president for legal affairs. Can't he do something right? They keep pushing him around the business. Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Jim Burling. He hasn't been on for a couple of years. And we got an update on a case, a real property up in San Francisco, and how you have to rent it out, and you can't move in. And then another update on a case in Marathon, Florida. And maybe we'll squeeze in an update on Hollister Ranch. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We'll do in the first segment, year to date. October 10th is Dan Walter's birthday. We should have planned on interview. He was just on a few weeks ago. And I figured out that October 10th is my half birthday. So I'm going to celebrate my half birthday and my regular birthday. So I'm celebrating October 10th because, you know, who knows? You know how many people pass away a month before their birthday and you think, oh, my God, one more month. Missed it by that much. So my dear mom, 2.5 months shy of 95. And so that's my plan. MontecitoLandscape.com, you can get their bi-monthly newsletter. It is free, but it comes out bi-monthly. And we had Stearns Wharf celebration, 150th anniversary. They should call that a birthday. I mean, is the wharf married to the pier? It's 150th birthday, not anniversary. Stearns Wharf. Certainly, it's not the original one. It was rebuilt. It's 2,300 feet long, supported by 2,307 piers. So they got seven extra piers for the footage. And here's something fascinating that I find hard to believe, but I read it, so it must be true. And you're hearing it on the radio, so it must be true. But I find it hard to believe. We have to fact check this one. 3.8 acres, that doesn't make sense. That just cannot make sense. 2,300 feet long. I don't have the, I know there's 43,560 square feet in 1 acre. Right. So if it's 20 feet long, I'm not going to do the math, sorry. Hey, and I did find this other note on Bill's copy shop. I remember I told you I had to copy those architectural plans. Who's Bill? that was the guy from Saturday Night Live, that little clay puppet. Bill, Mr. Bill. It should be Mr. Bill's copy shop. So I had called FedEx, and the black and white was $5.10 to make a copy of these big architectural plans. The color copy was $35. I called Bill's copy, and they charged by the square foot, 35 cents a square foot, 85 cents a square foot. So I got three color copies for $16. Plus, they scanned it to me. So if you need something like that, that's my home maintenance tip of the week. That's my copy tip of the week. The home maintenance tip of the week is don't use your garbage disposal. Buy those screen mesh inserts that grab everything. Mm-hmm. Sludge is in the sewer lines. It screws everything up. apparently only 6% of Canadian households have garbage disposals, and some European countries ban garbage disposals. So maybe they'll be banned. You know, it does. It's really a horrible idea. Whoever invented it should be ground up. And although they've made some great movies where you hold the guy's hand, and that's always good. Okay, let's get to the year-to-date sales, and we're not using the Jewish New Year. We just had the Jewish New Year, Rosh Hashanah, but we're using the calendar year. What's it called? Not Roman.
Gregorian.
Yeah, as opposed to the Julian. Is there a Julian? Oh, that's cooking when you slice things real. No, I got that mixed up.
Oh, that's right. No.
So you put this on your calendar. Year to date, through the first 40 weeks of the year 2022, single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, the median price year-to-date is 13.7% higher than last year. It's $2,218,000. Now, not too long ago, it was $2,270,000. So have prices gone down? I would say lower-price homes are selling. And I remember interviewing my client, Patty, and she was saying, well, wait a second. When you said the median went up, you said prices were rising. Well, I don't think prices are going up like they were before. Some price points plateauing, but the higher-end prices aren't selling as much as higher-end properties. So we're down to $2,218,000. Last year was $1,950,000, and we ended up at $1,962,000 last year. So, but still, $2,218,000 is 168% higher from the average of the years 2010, 11, and 12, when the median price was $825,000, $860,000. So those were the doldrum years. I remember speaking to someone, and he said, yeah, we're not at the bottom yet. We're not at the bottom yet. And he still hasn't bought a house. Number of sales, 746 year-to-date. 746 year-to-date. You have to go back to 2010, 700 sales year-to-date, and 2011, 735 sales to get close to this number of 746. Otherwise, 6 years in a row from 2014 to 2019, it was in the 800 range. 973 in 2012, 1,001 in 2013, which is amazing. Last year was 1,119, which was off the charts and is. But, you know, I kind of forgot that 2013 was quite a strong second. Okay. I really have nothing else to say. 746 sales, and we have 65. You know what? I'll go into this in the weekly MLS update about the number of pendings and the median price. I want to get today's guest on, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Jim Burling, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com, 805-452-2428. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.